Robert Urich made the statement, a healthy outside starts from the inside. Pretty true, isn't it? My name is Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen, our team here at Intentional Life Media and our Intentional Living Center today, carrying on with our discussion from yesterday about health. Big topic. By the way, I'm not a medical doctor, physician, so we're not here to give medical advice today. But we're here to hear your stories about what one thing are you doing to take care of what God has given you mentally, physically, relationally, your health. Maybe a health preserver. I got like that word picture. You know, you got a life preserver. Maybe you need a health preserver to preserve what God's given you. What are you doing to bring Him honor and glory? And that's what ultimately why we're here. Not that our bodies are going to exist forever, but we want to take good care of it while they are here and living for Him. All right. You're welcome to share your story, by the way, on our comment line at 888-888-1717 to be a part of the show and leave your story there. Yvette is in Michigan. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Doing well. Thanks for asking. What's your one thing for health?
Okay. Currently, God is teaching me how to rest, specifically rest in Him, and then do things differently physically, like how I was brought up. I'm changing eating habits and different patterns.
How were you? How were you brought up as far as health?
Well, not eating really healthy or that being a way of living, but I've had to change my eating habits to do better in that area.
And how has that helped you?
Oh, it has helped me tremendously. I've lost 50 pounds. I'm hoping to lose more. I'm listening to my doctor more, taking the spiritual and the natural and putting it together.
That's good. And was this a crisis that started you on this, or was it an aha moment or what?
Aha moment. Yeah, this was trying to work every day and, aging and feeling the difference in energy and things of that sort. So
that's good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. How long have you been on this journey?
I would say about 2018, I was doing social work, and so I learned about more self-care, and so I've been on this journey for a while with the intermittent fasting. I was listening to the program and different people talking about getting rid of sweets. Sweets is an issue, but I have lowered my my sugar intake, so I'm trying. I'm doing different things.
Listen, and I hear in your voice that you're feeling success and you're feeling better, and you started by talking about rest, and of course we know spiritually we're to rest in the Lord, but I'm learning as I've gotten older that rest, just physical rest, being able to sleep, getting good sleep. If I have a bad night, I get up the next day and I have a bad day, physically and otherwise. And I didn't used to have that many years ago, but more so now. And I think that's part of, like you said, it's part of the aging process. All right, Yvette, thank you for that. Appreciate it. I'm glad you're listening there in Michigan. Let me go to Scott, who's Scott's ready to come. Hi there, Scott. How you doing?
Randy, I'm doing great. One thing I've been doing is I had a colonoscopy last month, and they found no polyps. And I've also been taking care of my body by drinking 8 glasses of water a day. And I've also been trying to limit the amount of coffee I drink during the day, because at night sometimes I've been having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, and I think it's really practical. Did you hear what he said? He had a colonoscopy. Hey, listen, that's a word to the wise. When you think about colon cancer, and I understand in reading some research that that's been on the uptick in some populations, and it's one of those that can be easily, quickly caught, diagnosed, and generally treated if it's caught early. And the bigger picture with that, Scott, is I think it's important for us. We have the opportunity to have medical care, see your physician, get a checkup, know how you're doing, get a baseline, have it be monitored, take care of yourself. Drinking water, I find that the strangest thing, and I know you all have some comments on this, but I'm one of these guys. I don't feel thirsty very much, very often, rather. And so I probably don't consume enough water as much as I should. But I notice when I'm intentional with that, I do feel better, and for obvious reasons, which is a good reminder. All right, Scott, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Quick break. We'll be back. We're talking health today, not only physical, but we're talking about mental health, relational health, spiritual health. Health. It's a gift of God. What are we doing to be intentional?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I think another tripwire in life that should cause us to ask these two questions, what is God's intention and what is mine, is when you've been hurt. When someone's really just offended you, they've hurt you. Maybe they did it intentionally, maybe they didn't, but you've been hurt. When you feel hurt, I encourage you to use that as a tripwire again, to let the explosion go off inside of you. That's really what we're talking about. Let it explode inside of you, to bring it to the surface, not to go back and be angry and lash out, but to say, God, what is your intention with this hurt? What's going on in my life right now, feeling hurt because of how I was mistreated? What is your intention and what am I going to do about it? And God's not silent on these things. Tripwires, that's an excerpt from, I think, a really powerful lesson that I had a chance to put together on 10 tripwires that you and I need in our own life. I have in my life and you need in yours as well. What is a tripwire? Something that sets off, and I use that word because a tripwire, sometimes we think, is setting off some explosion, right? It could be damaging. And in a sense, we want to have an explosion, but we don't want to be damaged. We want it to be so apparent in our life that we say, whoa, I'm stepping back from that edge. I don't want to step over because I know in that area, some bad things can happen in my life, my marriage, my family. And today, we're talking about health, and it can happen there as well. Tripwires, available at our website, theintentionallife.com. It's our gift to the world from our ministry, and it's all made possible because of so many wonderful men and women who support the ministry. And we say thank you for doing that. We appreciate it. And what does that mean? We're listener supported 100%. Nothing comes in from the government. We don't get any federal support. We don't have commercial income. We're just simply supported by men and women who say, hey, we want to be a part of the ministry. We do have businesses that donate as well to help us. Come and be a part of the ministry. I want you to know up front, we appreciate it. Two ways you can do that. You can call and talk to one of our staff during business hours on the West Coast. 888-888-1717. Press number 2 or go to theintentionallife.com.
My intentional living has become more intentional and more purpose-driven since I surrendered my heart to Christ. I've lost 170 pounds.
Hi, I was listening to the program on intentional losers, and I just wanted to call and say that it can be done. I am 43 pounds lighter today than I was 6 months ago, and I am giving God all the glory.
I just want to say that my intentional living is 4.5 months ago, I started losing weight, and as of today, I have lost 60 pounds, and God has really helped me with it, and my intentional living was that I wanted to prove to myself that with God's help, I could do this, and so far, as of today, I have lost 60 pounds.
Wow, that was a show. Those are some excerpts from a show that we did a while ago on intentional losers. And by the way, we're not calling you a loser. Come on. But if something that is important in your life is to knock off some of those pounds for health, then you become an intentional loser. We should have little t-shirts. That would be great, wouldn't it? I'm an intentional loser. That'll get some conversations going for sure. Talking about the power of our health in terms of bringing glory to God. Let's go. Michelle, you're next. Appreciate your call from Michigan. What is it that's helped you with your health?
Well, I personally believe that the biggest thing that helped me was forgiveness. Because unforgiveness stresses you out. It does a lot of different things to your body. And I personally know that in my life, I have a lot of opportunities to have unforgiveness for many people, but I asked God to help me because I was weak. I couldn't do it. And he's strong at that. So I asked him that I can't do it and I need your help to do it. And I want to do it. I just can't. So over the years, many years, I've had to work on unforgiveness.
Mm. What difference has it made in your life, Michelle, to experience more forgiveness?
Peace.
Yeah.
So much peace. I don't have the reason to be, you know, anxious about anything. And there was a situation my whole life. I'm the ninth kid out of nine, and my brothers and sisters didn't treat me very well. I'm not sure why, but they did not like me, all of them. And they did a lot of things. Well, one day we had a meeting, a whole family, and they were arguing about something. And finally I stopped it and said, listen, you know what? You've done the same thing to me, what you're fighting about. But I said, you know what? I forgive you guys. After everything that you've done, I forgive you. And my sister started crying and just lunged at me and said that she's so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. And she's crying. And the thing is what it, not only what it did to me, is what it did to them.
Yeah, wow. You know, Michelle, let me just add to what you're saying there. I think when we look at scripture about the power of forgiveness, I think there might be some reference somewhere how it can rot our bones, you know, when we carry that kind of stuff in our lives. I think we know it when we're carrying around unforgiveness and anger towards someone, it's really hurting us. And I was thinking of that verse in the book of James chapter 5 where it says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, the healing there, of course, we understand the spiritual dynamic of that, that there's a healing that occurs when we're willing to forgive. Because what does the scripture says? Forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven us. But there's also an element of that, that it can be healing to our body. Let's face it, when we carry unforgiveness and anger, there's a lot of chemistry that goes on in our life that can be damaging to us. And so this thing of forgiveness has got some real practical tentacles to it in terms of how we live our lives. It's really important. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Let me go over to Arizona where Roy has joined us. So how are you doing, Roy, with your illness? I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. I guess that's kind of a silly question today, isn't it? How you doing when people are calling with chronic illness, but that attitude of saying, I'm doing great. Are you really doing great?
Yes, I am. I don't have a chronic disease, but I fell 18 years ago and cut the spinal cord in two.
Mm.
And I've been finding out that God works in ways that I've never thought possible.
In what ways? What have you learned about life, Roy?
When I fell, I should have died January 29th. God had his hand underneath me and saved me again. He saved me once on the cross, and he saved me again 18 years ago. He has something for me to do.
So you get up every day with an attitude that, hey, I've got purpose. I still have meaning. Like, I'm not defined by a severed spine. That's not going to define me. Others may define me that way, but I don't.
No. I look at life in a different way. When I was walking, I went to work every day, didn't listen to God, didn't do anything.
Mm.
Now I'm in a spot where I have to listen to God.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that.
Wow.
I really am. Boy, that's a hard thing to say, isn't it? But yet, that's his story. And I was thinking, thank you, Roy. And I was thinking when you were sharing this story about your spinal cord injury, and you're grateful for it. There's a verse for that, by the way. We're going to get to this in a moment from the book of James. That sometimes we just kind of blow off God and reality in life when everything is going well. We call them aha moments or oh no moments. And sometimes some of the people you've been hearing stories of today and yesterday had aha moments. I just realized I need to do a better job of glorifying God with something that he's given me, my health, mental or physical. But sometimes we end up with an oh no moment. And how we respond in that moment can make all the difference in our life. And your oh no moment may not be physical. Let me just extend this a little bit. Maybe your oh no moment has something to do in your personal life, your relational life, your financial life, your work life. We can either become bitter, or as you heard Roy, there's an element of being thankful. I'm joyful. God's teaching me things. I think you're basically saying, Roy, I wouldn't be where I am today if I had continued walking and been just in, quote, normal. But by being brought low physically, it's strengthened my spirit. Here's a verse, a couple of verses for you from the book of James chapter 1, where James says, consider it pure joy. And I underline that. Pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you feel and face trials of many kinds. Pure joy when you're in the midst of a mess. That's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? And he goes on to say, here's why. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Let it finish its work. I think some of us, come on, and I can be guilty of this, we can throw in the towel way too early and say, Lord, whatever I'm going through here, it's easy for me just to go sit in the corner and suck my thumb spiritually. And instead of saying, Lord, what are you teaching me? What am I learning at this point? And that's really a message, powerful message. Roy, thank you for sharing that today.
Have you ever run into a tripwire in your life?
What a tripwire is simply an opportunity to be shaken out of autopilot long enough to stop and think about what's going on in their life.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, he talks about 10 tripwires we can encounter in our lives and how we should respond to them.
Whenever a tripwire goes off in your life, I think we should ask two questions. One is, what is God's purpose in this? The second one is, as a result of that, what am I going to do?
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
My son are Christians, but we have a habitual habit of smoking cigarettes, and for me it causes a lot of guilt, and we would like to quit smoking, but we've tried and tried and tried and don't know what else to do.
Ma, there in Tennessee, the research on habits pretty clear. Cravings are what kind of drive and reinforce and make permanent some of these habits when we have a craving. And of course, those cravings can be set off for lots of different reasons. And obviously, smoking cigarettes is one of them. It can have addictive properties and, of course, can cause that kind of response. But the research is clear. One of the ways to replace a bad habit with a better one is to replace, and this sounds obvious, but it's powerful, is to replace your response to your craving to something healthy. Bottom line. So whatever it is, time of day, stress, whatever it is that sort of triggers that craving desire to smoke, replace it with some other behavior. I don't know what that may be for you. going for a walk, reading scripture. I don't know. But one of the things we do know with research is that cravings reinforce habits, and replacing your response with a different response can make a difference in your life. All right, let's get back to the calls, talking about health in general today and how to be intentional. Desiree, you're next. So how you doing with your struggles?
I don't always win, but I have to tell you, there is no victory without Jesus.
Well, amen to that.
In the moment, in the moments of temptation, things like, if I have to use an example as simple as Coca-Cola versus water. If I'm facing Coca-Cola and I've had that moment that I know I've already had a conversation with the Lord of not going that route, then I believe that the consequences of making the wrong choice just put me further away from my walking with my Lord.
Mm. So you don't see it as necessarily just a health issue. It's a spiritual issue.
I definitely feel spiritual issue, because you can have the victory in the health, on the health issues, as long as you're walking with God.
Yeah, I think what you're doing, Desiree, is you're following one of the things we teach here at our Intentional Living Center, is making the big decisions before you have to make the small decisions. And if you make the decision before the decision, that helps you then when you get to that place of saying, hey, I'm wrestling with this, resisting temptation, as you call it. All right, thank you for that. Let's go over to Michigan. Deborah, you're next. How are you dealing, apparently, with chronic illness?
Well, I broke my neck in a car accident, and before that I had been a first responder.
Mm.
And I ended up with a seizure disorder, and I had to change my career path. And I ended up working for the federal government, and I would start every day with a prayer. And I gave motivational talks that you could do anything you wanted with the help of the Lord.
Mm. So you start every day, you get up with an attitude, you start out on the spiritual right path at the beginning of the day.
I'm retired now, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because without his help, I couldn't do it, because I have several things wrong with me, but that's the major one.
Yeah. Well, I think, Deborah, what you're doing is that starting every day with prayer is that one thing. That's the one thing that makes a difference in your life. I think of that verse in Philippians, we're not to worry about anything. Instead, with prayer, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for what he has done, and then you will experience God's peace. I mean, there's the power of one thing. That's what's making a difference in your life, for sure. All right, let's go to Margaret in Arizona. How did your health bring you to a change in your life, apparently?
Well, I had slipped away from the Lord and recently got sick. Hmm. And it was a long illness and had to go on medical leave. And really, it really had a toll on me spiritually and physically, and I had to get back, you know, reading my prayer books and reading the Bible and putting complete trust and faith in God that, you know, it would get better, you know, financially, physically, spiritually. And I am slowly getting better and find myself close to God again, and I'm just grateful.
Been almost worth it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm putting them first and remembering just to keep him first and keep him in your heart.
Hey, let me ask you, Margaret. You said about 6 months ago you started, you know, being sick. If everything had been hunky-dory and life was good, you weren't sick, and everything was peachy cream, as it were, where do you think you'd be today?
I would be at the same place I was, you know, months ago. Yeah. And after I got sick, I have always wanted to volunteer at our church. And this little bit of time that I've had being on medical leave from work, I have gone to the church and filled out the volunteer paperwork. So I'm excited about that. And that's something I don't think that I would have done. I wouldn't have not found the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was for a reason. It was hard, but I'm grateful for God.
Amen. Listen, we learn, don't we? That's what we've been talking about here, the power of what we learn when we're intentional with our health. And that's really the goal, isn't it? Everything that we do, bring glory to God, ultimately benefit to those we love, and in the process, learn a few things. All right, we got to wrap it up here, but Chris, go right ahead. What's your story?
So I'll try to not fall apart on you, but been having some health issues for myself and my fiance that are becoming quite overwhelming.
How long has this been going on?
For me, since September of last year. For my fiance, pretty recently, where some tests came back, and she's going to end up having to go to a specialist for something dealing with her liver. I just left the doctor today. I'm 40 myself, just as of March 20th. And it's gotten to the point where they're referring me to a hematologist and oncologist to see if I have cancer.
That's probably pretty scary. I mean, that C word is scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a believer? Are you following Christ, Chris?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Did this kind of blindside you, this whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, if you were to, you know, rewind 7 months ago and kind of get a picture of my life, you know, my fiance has two boys, 14 and 18. You know, I would coach their basketball teams and baseball teams and go to the gym, you know, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And now I can barely get around to walk the dogs.
Wow. Now you have support for yourself, you and your fiance? Do you guys have family and support structure?
I'm not close with my family. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of issues with the dynamic between my family and my fiance. So that's kind of a long story, but
hopefully that'll break down. How about church? Yeah, Are you involved in a church?
I am. Yeah, I go to a local church. An ex-coworker of mine actually brought me in about a year ago, and I've been going pretty regularly.
Hey, Chris, listen, I'm out of time, but I want to share a verse with you. Write this down, Isaiah chapter 40, where here's what we read. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. And I hope that encourages you today. Stay the course. Trust God. Hear your pain. You're in the middle of it right now. Get a good support system around you, but trust him. Wow, what a program today. Thanks for being a part of it. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living. That's why we're here, to encourage you to live a life that God intended for you. We'll see you next time.